Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
Goddamn, what tambourine over there?
All right. Welcome, everyone, to an earful in the Emerald City. And you are listening right now. I am Shoddy. Cross for me is Slim. Not Shady. Not Jesus. Just simple Slim. Episode number 40. And this is the finale for me for now. I am moving to Mississippi to be a sports anchor for WTOK TV. And I've enjoyed doing this. I've been doing this for 40 straight weeks since October of last year. And I am very happy that I've made a commitment to do this every week, because when it comes to me doing something for that long, and I tell myself I'm gonna commit to it every week or every day, I usually fall off, but I never fell off with this.
I know we both have had some issues with that in the past. This is your boy Slim here coming at you. Thank you guys for listening. Episode number 40 here. We're still going here. And we're just hanging out, guys. We're just gonna do this thing. Going to try to send this guy off proper. You know, we'll have a good ending show. We've got a few things to talk about here, get into and discuss. But thank you for joining us. And it's a little bitter, bittersweet, my man, you know?
Yeah.
It's been a good time, but I know I'm the same way, man. I mean, I'm self-diagnosed ADD, okay? I've never gone to a doctor. They never officially told me, but, you know, ADHD more than anything. I mean, if you see me around, I'm always tapping on shit, touching this, doing that, can't stop. My foot's always tapping, all that shit, and you're just all over the place all the time, it seems like. And even when it comes to making a commitment to do any kind of thing, whether it's helping somebody move, whether it's showing up for work every day, or whether it's doing a fucking podcast with a buddy of yours, it's like, to have that consistency is not easy. You know, things come up in real life, shit happens. I mean, eventually you're kind of going to fail. And the only time we messed up is when we lost the audio one time. That was really the only week we took off. And technically it wasn't even a week off, because we were here showing up. So if nothing else, I'm definitely proud of the two of us in that regard. You know, we've proven ourselves, that we might be able to make a little change, but I don't know. Can people really change though? I mean, I'm 30 years old now. I'm going to be 31 soon. I mean,
you can still make a change.
Can you? I mean, I could start, you know, working on my piano skills, I bet, and maybe be good in a couple of years, but
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like there's certain things that are just set in stone by the time you're whatever an adult is, you know, somewhere in your 20s.
Yeah.
But who knows? Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I guess we're making progress. So, but what do you got going on, man? I mean, you're ready for this big move now.
About to be
on an adventure.
Yeah,
on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
From Seattle, Washington to Meridian, Mississippi, it is 38 hours. But I'm gonna take my sweet time. I'm leaving. I'm leaving Sunday afternoon. That is July 31st, and I'm going to get there.
He'll be on the road. He'll be in Mississippi by the time you guys are listening to this, just so you know. But here's the breakdown.
Yeah, I'm leaving July 31st, and I'm not planning on getting to Meridian, Mississippi till August 4th. Yes, August 4th. That Thursday night.
That's good though, man. You might as well. I mean, you got a grueling trip. You got to sleep a couple times. Get out there and see some shit, man. You know, just explore, see some shit you never seen before. Take in the moment, live real life. You know, don't be on your phone all the time and doing that kind of, you know, just soak it up. Just Just soak it up. That's a lot of people in this country who don't get out. They don't even understand how big this country itself is. This country is gigantic, you guys. There is so much going on between here in Seattle on the West Coast and New York City over on the East Coast. There is so much shit going on everywhere, and it's just amazing, and you get out there and you experience it for yourself, and it's a humbling experience. I mean, you just realize how much is going on, and you get trapped in your little world in that one city that you live in. But when you think about it and when you really figure it out, you're not really shit. You know, there's so much stuff going on everywhere. And unless you get out there and see it, you never even know what the world's got to offer. So it's definitely something to be learned about yourself when you do these kind of adventures like that.
You'll learn a lot about yourself on road trips like these. You'll soak, like Slim was saying, you'll soak up a lot of culture. You'll find some soul fucking searching on these road trips, especially if it's just you. It's just going to be me. I may not be the same ever again after this road trip, you know, and that's kind of a stretch for me to say, because I'm very open-minded, and I'm very accepting, but you know, I'm going to be driving through Utah, man. Fucking Utah.
It's really not a stretch though, man. All you got to do is just do some mushrooms at some point along the way, you know? I mean, you will definitely be a different person when you get there.
Of course.
But I think you'll be a better person though.
A better person on shrooms?
Oh, you'll learn something about yourself, man. Yeah. Just make sure it's a safe environment. Listen, I've never done it, so I'm just talking out of my ass here. But I'm going too soon, and I am very excited about it, you know.
You're going to try some shrooms.
Yes, I just have not found the right situation.
Oh,
yeah.
What needs to be the right situation?
It's got
to
be a safe situation. You know, you gotta know that you're gonna probably freak out a little bit at some point, but you gotta be okay with the people around you knowing that you're freaking out. You know, because I mean, you're gonna be confused. You're not gonna know what's going on, but if anything, you're gonna know that you're high as fuck, and you're gonna be thinking that everybody else knows that you're high as fuck. Which might be the case, depending on how bad of a trip it is. So
yeah,
but no, it'll be fun, man. And yeah, you guys, if you haven't done it before, if you haven't just got out there and just hit the open road, whether with somebody else or by yourself, and just started driving, I mean, there is so much to be gained from just doing that at some point in your life. You know, there's so much to be gained. That is one of the biggest components, in my opinion, of our freedom as Americans. The freedom we have to just get in your car, load up, get a full tank of gas, and just hit the road. And just let it see where it takes you. You know, who cares? You can go across state lines. You can do whatever. As long as you're not doing any drug trafficking, which, you know, hey, you got a little bit. You know, just hide it. You find a good spot for it. But just hit the road, you guys. That is freedom there. The freedom to just go and do whatever you want.
For our listeners in Texas, if you take up Slim's advice and actually do it, a road trip in the state of Texas does not fucking count. Get out of... Look, I know Texas is fucking huge, but you will not do any... There is no such thing as getting on the road in Texas and soul searching. Because you know why? Because everything in Texas is the fucking same. It's flat, it's dirt. You're not going to find a lot there. Go out and fucking go somewhere that is out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Out of your comfort zone, damn it.
Go to New Mexico. Go check out Carlsbad. Check out the caverns there. That's a good thing to see. You know, maybe go to Arizona. But yeah, just get out, you guys. Like I said, there's so much to be learned about yourself. And you realize how much this country really does have to offer, and just how diverse the whole situation we got going on here. We got a little bit of everything, and it's really great. And like I said, that is the true definition of freedom, is just being able to go and do whatever you want. So, you know, there's no checkpoints, there's no DUI stops, none of that bullshit. No points where there's a guy with a gun. You just get out there and go. You in the open road. So I've been trying to organize one for somebody's birthday, man. I tried for so long to try to get a road trip going with some buddies, and Everybody's just too fucking old now. Everybody's they got their girlfriend, their wives, and they can't take a week off to go and just do some crazy shit with a couple of guys, you know, and go see the country and get out a little bit. And it's tough. I'm gonna have to get famous now and just be balling out of control and just tell everybody, listen, I will pay your way and I will pay for what you will lose from your work because you won't get paid for that week. And that's what it's gonna take. You know, that's what it's going to take. They're going to want to have to get away from their kids and whatnot, and that's the only way I'll be able to convince them.
Wow. So, speaking on the road, speaking of on the road to the White House begun after the Democratic National Convention, when Hillary Clinton and her associates put a gun to Bernie Sanders' head and say...
And her goons, associates.
Yeah. Say, and they pretty much told Bernie Sanders, endorse her or else. We all know what that means. But...
Did they force him, or did he just want to do the right thing and understands that he has to endorse Hillary to do the right thing? I mean, as bad as Hillary is, he's saying, fuck, Trump is worse. I mean, which one was it, do you think? What are you leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards they put a gun to his head.
I will not endorse that criminal. All right? I will not endorse her. She's crooked. The emails were purposely deleted. The American people deserve better.
Well, we do. We do. And Bernie, we wanted you, but...
He needs to link up with Jill Stein, man. I'm telling you. Oh. Be like, yeah, he'll be my vice president. He'll be my vice running mate. But he's going to be carrying a lot of the torch here for all, you know, you Bernie people. He's going to be doing a lot of work. He's going to be right there next to me at the Oval. In fact, I'm going to make sure we have a desk in the Oval Office for Bernie. You know, he's going to have his own desk within my office. So vote for us, guys, please.
I think Jill Stein and Gary Johnson will both hurt Hillary and Trump. Democrats who do not like Hillary will vote for Jill Stein.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans who think Trump is a total sociopathic nutcase will vote for Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is...
smaller government. That's a very conservative mindset and way of looking at things. That's what they used to stand for. That's what the GOP was all about back in the day, is they wanted smaller government, and that's what the libertarians are all about now too. So yeah, you got people who are definitely, yeah, they're, oh man, they're just, god, it's so, if we just had any kind of somewhat viable third party candidate, like, they could easily scoop up 35-40% of the vote just because of how hated these two are right now. I mean, I've never seen it this bad. Like, I get on Trump, obviously he's an idiot, but then I see Hillary and I get, oh god, this is not any better either. And then I come back to Trump again, and he's getting mad at Michael Bloomberg and saying how bad he would smack him, and it's like, oh god, no, you can't have an asshole like that in the White House, you know. That doesn't work. It'll be the night of 100 knives over again. But it just, somebody step up to the plate for the love of God. I mean, even the Fonzie. Okay, I take the Fonzie at this point as a third party candidate.
You know what?
Give me the Fonz, please.
I am.
Hey, vote for me, yay.
I'd rather go with the devil that I don't trust, but I know will get shit done, than the devil who will run this country to the ground. So, he's looking at me.
I'm scared of them both, man. I'm scared of them both.
I'm going with Hillary.
Yeah. I think she's definitely the lesser of two evils. I mean, that's the thing. That's what this election is. It's not who are you voting for. It's who are you not going to vote for.
Everyone gives their shit for fucking Benghazi, But no one gives Bush.
No, that's nothing. That's nothing. There might have been a little bit of a cover up, but that was nothing. Listen, that's a country that was unstable. We started that. You know, we were a big cause of that, and that's what happens. You know, there's going to be isolated incidents where 7-8 guys with AKs are going to be able to fucking do some damage, and maybe an RPG. And Secretary of State can't. What are you going to do as that? If somebody in Washington, you can't do shit about that. That's just the things were unfortunate, but. But that's not what it is, though, with her, man.
It's the emails.
It's the emails is fucked up because, you know, there's some fucked up shit that was said on those emails. That's the thing. And there's if a lot of other people in her position would have done something like that, not use their work email, whether you agree with that or not, whether you agree that should be harsh punishment for that, it's against the rules. It's against the rules. You know, I had a debate with a friend of mine about NFL players, something we've talked about, NFL players smoking weed. And I said, Josh Gordon got us suspended for the season for smoking weed. This bullshit. And he's like, well, it's not really when you think about it. He's like, he signed a contract. And in his contract said that he wouldn't smoke marijuana. So, yeah, maybe the fact that he smoked marijuana and got suspended was bullshit. But he signed a contract saying he wouldn't do that. So it's like, what are you going to do? And again, that's her position. She's in a position where you sign that oath, you know, because that's a national security threat there. But it's not even just that, man. You got to watch the video of her talking about Muammar Gaddafi. Okay, you want to talk about Benghazi? It's in Libya. You talk about Muammar Gaddafi. She talks about when they originally decided to engage, and you know, we dropped a few bombs and shit in Libya. And they talk about she's talking about him dying, and she goes, she's about to do an interview, and she said, "Oh, we came, we saw, and he died." and just the lightness and just the nonchalantness of her talking about this guy who maybe he was a bad guy, maybe he wasn't. I think you would ask the people of Libya, and a lot of them didn't mind him, and a lot of them probably didn't like him. So it was probably a pretty even split. But just talking about the nonchalantness of her while talking about some guy's death. And this isn't a normal death. You know, this isn't just he died from cancer or had a heart attack or something. No, he died a dictator's death. Okay. People are shoving shit up your ass when you're a dictator and you end up going down like this. That's how you go out. That's not just a death. That is a fucking brutal way to go. And she's just laughing about it, dude. That's scary.
Wow, I didn't know Hillary can be somewhat of a sociopath also. So, anyway.
All bets are off, man. 2016, year to remember, year when all shit came down. Woo! Front row seats.
Democrats, we cannot afford to vote for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson. They're just going to hurt.
They just they just got nothing. They just can't build it up.
Gary Johnson came to the fucking party late. Mm. I didn't hear about him until earlier this year.
Yeah.
And I was just like, where the fuck was he 2 years ago or a year ago?
Who knows?
I mean, I'm just now hearing about you.
I love the libertarian platform, though, man. I love it. I love what they want. They want smaller government. They want less rules. You know, I understand regulation. They want to cut the income tax, which that one's kind of interesting. I don't know where that would go exactly, but it is so fucked how we do things. Like, you don't even pay, like Chris Rock said in his special, you don't even pay your taxes. They just take that money from you. They get it in their hands before you even touch it. You don't even have a chance to blow that thing. It's like, that's fucked up, man. That is literally straight up a jack. That's a jack move. I mean, it would be nice, but the problem is like, how do you set that consumption tax up? You know, I mean, I understand a consumption tax is good because then it promotes people to maybe not consume as much, and we kind of switch our economy here a little bit from a consumer to maybe like a saves money and doesn't buy a bunch of stupid bullshit that we don't need that doesn't really make our lives any better. You know, maybe we kind of just focus on the long term, the long game here a little bit more. But again, man, you can't have... You got to be able to persuade people to come to your side. And Gary Johnson he does not have that ability. You're either a libertarian or you're just not really going to want to get involved with this guy. Yeah. You got to be able to bring people to your side, people that weren't convinced before. You got to put on a little fucking smoke and mirrors and fool them into a magic trick and, you know, seal them for life. And he doesn't have it.
He doesn't have that charisma. That's what he's lacking. He lacks that big time. And I think he fails to find ways to make himself stand out. I've seen him speak, man, and, you know, Hillary, she's got charisma. She is outgoing. She makes herself stand out. Trump, he's Trump. Gary Johnson, there's nothing about him that makes me like that makes me want to a head turner. That'd be like, wait, what? What'd you say?
Exactly, and that's not gonna. And you need to turn heads. You need to change minds. You need to persuade people that maybe weren't on your side before. I mean, even Hitler was fucking charismatic. All right, even that guy, he understood it. He had the passion. He had the anger. He felt the frustration of the people, and he brought that out of them. And he got them to say, "Yeah, you know what? This guy's right." This guy's right. We have been dicked over for the last 20 years. This is bullshit, and we need to change this. I mean, at least, you know, he might have been an evil person, but you can say he at least knew how to manipulate people. So, and you got to kind of have some element of that. And you say Hillary has it. I don't even know if she has it. I think she the thing that's making her stand out is that she's the first woman. I think that's a big part of it. So, I mean, you know, say what you will. I don't know. I'd give her any charisma. I don't know. I mean, her speech was okay, but it's what a dumb thing, though, dude. What a dumb thing. They just go up there and they have a speech, and they tell us how awesome they're going to make things, and then we're supposed to get excited, and this is it, and now we're going to change things. Things are going to be great. It's like, why don't we have them? Why don't they sit down in a long form conversation like a podcast like this? Why don't we get them to sit down and talk for like 3 hours straight?
Hillary and Trump?
In anybody. No, that it doesn't have to be a debate. It doesn't have to be a debate. Just get any of them to sit down in a long-form conversation, be asked 12 to 20 questions, and just chat and get to know them. I mean, what can you... You can't get to know them by the speech they had. It was written by 8 other people, staffers that are working for them, and they're probably all interns, too, so they're not even getting paid. They're just getting, like, college credits or something. It's like, you don't learn anything about them. This is just a bunch of talking points all strung together in a fancy fashion to make it sound empowering.
I want to see less insults and more how I'm better than you.
You don't hold your breath, man.
I want to see that. I want to see that from Hillary and Trump. And their first debate is going to... It's going to set the tone. Either we're going to get some Jerry Springer type shit, or we're going to get a classic debate between two people who want to take Obama's spot and continue bettering this country.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be that way, though, man. It's not going to be that way. It's going to be a fucking free-for-all. It's going to be a shit show. Once the insults start flying too, it's going to be like a vortex, and it's going to intensify, and it's going to pick up ammunition. Because that's what Trump does, man. That's what he does. You don't like what he's got going on, and he just kind of insults you and tells you much of an idiot and how much of a short little guy you are. Like he was talking about Bloomberg, which he is. I mean, that man is very petite. I mean, he's almost like toy or character sized, but probably richer than Trump, though. To be honest, I was thinking about it. He's after the money that Trump's been spending,
I think he is, yeah.
He's probably got more money than Trump, you know, but again, he's an advocate of the people, which is kind of makes you wonder how these people pull it off, though. But, oh man, I don't know. Let's get off of this for a minute, though. You were talking about the listeners here a little bit ago, and I wanted to mention this before I forgot. I was been looking at our numbers recently, and in the past 3 months, a pretty substantial portion of our hits have been coming from a far-off country that I've had many dreams and fantasies about. The
Is
land...
Is it because of the massages there and the women?
It might have something to do with it. The land of the Thai. Thailand. We've been getting a pretty good amount of hits, actually, from Thailand. So I just wanted to reach out and see if anybody's listening. Thank you guys for listening from all the way over there. That's very kind of you. And it's actually incredibly endearing to me, to be honest, you know, because
send us some Thai food. We love Thai food.
You can't send food that even FedEx. That's too long of a trip. It'll be rotten by the time it gets here.
Oh, man.
You can't do that. But
we'll Grubhub that shit.
Oh, my God. they have a boat Grubhub service. That'd be ridiculous. No, but hey, thank you guys for listening. I don't know what got you onto us here, to be honest, but we are definitely honored. Thailand is like one of the spots that's honestly, for me as an atheist, that probably is as close as I could. Bangkok is probably as close as I could come to my Mecca.
Oh my gosh, I see what you did there.
To my Mecca. That's really as close as I could get. I mean, I have to go there. That's my next big trip is to Asia. Just the women there are just amazing, man. They're just amazing, you know? I mean, even the lady boys aren't that bad, you know? Even the lady boys aren't that bad. A lot of them are tough to tell, so you don't even know what's going on all the time. But thank you guys for listening, though. Yeah, the beaches are nice there. Oh, man, it's just...
What else is nice there, huh?
Well, I need to find out, man. I need to get out there. But, yeah, if you guys are out there, reach out to us if you're listening and let us know what's going on. Let us know what some spots are, you know, what you do out there, what the people are like. Because, again, I got to get my ass out there, man. I mean, you know me. I need to make an Asia trip. That's going to be the next big one. I got back to Europe. I went to the motherland, the land of white privilege, and I got checked that out. And now I got to go east. Or I guess that's what they call it, the Far East. But I guess really for us, it's west. So got to head across the big pond and yeah, check that out, because that's where all the money's going, man. That's where all the money's going. One of those hot ass Thai chicks.
Did you hear that North Korea declared war on the U.S.?
They declared war, really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
And no one's fucking talking about it.
Yeah, because they're a fucking joke, man. They're a joke. When did this happen? I didn't even hear this.
Exactly. Of course you didn't hear it. Supposed to happen. It happened for Thursday.
Thursday, really? I saw a tank rolling through my neighborhood, actually.
Man, please,
I thought it was just like a military exercise or something. I thought martial law was already coming into order.
This ain't the purge.
Oh, man. I just wish China would just give North Korea a slap in the face real quick. Just put them in their place just real quick. You know, just one of those solid open fist, obviously, not closed fist, but a good follow through right in the face, so they know that they need to quit fucking up. I mean, what are these guys doing? It's too much. It's too much. But thank you guys, though. Anybody out there in old Thailand, I'll be out there soon. Okay. Well, so I'm going to put it on record here just to keep myself honest. And I'm going to say I got to get out to Thailand before my 32nd birthday. So that gives me a little over a year.
That sounds reasonable.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. You know, we'll see after the election. All international flights might be cut off. You know, if Trump wins.
Yeah.
You know, some of those lady boys, they're very impressionable. They could radicalize very easily. So who knows what he could pull? But fucking A, man. Are you good over there? Here. You're kind of making me nervous there.
Well, I'm just dozing off, man. I
No, you're just thinking about that coffee stand. This guy went to.
Oh well, hey, I know. I want to tell the story. I want to tell the story. So in Shoreline, there's this little hut called Baristas.
Shout out to Baristas. Hey, holler at us, ladies. We're giving you some cred here, so return the favor if you hear.
Man, the woman in that hut was gorgeous. Like
sprung.
I tipped her $4 off a $3 coffee.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I thought about going back later and
he's such a saint, people. $4 on a $3 coffee.
Yeah.
Such a saint.
Yeah. But No, shout out to whoever you were, who you were working on Saturday, July 30th, on a hot afternoon. You really made my day.
This is the start of a Misconnections ad on Craigslist. You were making coffee, looking beautiful as usual.
Wearing
close to nothing.
Yeah.
Like I expected from you. But I never got your name. What? Even though I tipped 125%. What is up with this state, man? This shit, I'm telling you, dude, other parts of the country, they don't even know about the stuff we do here. They don't even know. The weed shop that's right down the road from me now that I can walk to.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they got a hand job place right next door. They got the windows all blacked out. The sign's definitely up that says open, though. But
is it the place that we pass through every time?
No, not every time. It's just literally right down the road here. Me and Marcus walked down there the other day.
Really?
And yeah, but so and he's telling me too that they have an app. There's a map, a rub and tug map. Like you just check it out, and they tell you where a spot is and if they do that shit or not.
That is like open season for cops, though.
Open season. You thought it was bad for black people. Oh, my God. Guys who are wanting lotion handies, it'll definitely be open season for them.
So, did we talk about how... Yeah, we talked about how overrated prostitution is for a crime. Like, seriously, one person's horny... And one person it needs money. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think they are tougher on female prostitutes or male prostitutes, or they are equally tough on both?
I've yet to meet and or see a male prostitute in my life. And to be honest, I don't know if they exist.
Yeah, they're called gigolos, though.
I know. I've seen Deuce Bigelow. But I don't even know if they exist, though. Seriously, I don't know.
They do.
It's like my brother. Like he doesn't get out much to hang out. And so I have a lot of my friends who don't think he exists just because they've never seen him before. You know, they're like, this man can be a fantasy for all I know. So I don't know about the male gigolos. I think those guys are harder to find, so I don't think they're very hard on them. But the thing is, it's like, who's getting in trouble? Is it the girls who are out tricking, or is it the Johns who are looking for a little something? You know,
both.
Who are you going to go after, really, more
both.
Than anybody?
Both. But, gotta go after both.
Oh, man, I did this open mic on Thursday down in past Green Lake, and holy shit, were there some streetwalkers, man. They were easy to spot. No problem at all.
Like how?
Oh, you just tell. You could just tell what they're wearing, you know, the way they're walking and shit, the way they're carrying themselves. You just tell, dude. I mean, come on. It doesn't take a fool to figure that out.
Okay. Well, I'm going down Green Lake tonight and getting a goodbye gift. No, I'm not getting no damn rub and tug. Ah, man, I, you know, even though I don't think it's a crime, I really think $60 for a hand job is overrated. So overrated.
For that price, it's a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
What are you going to miss most about Washington State?
Seattle. Oh, but besides that, the diversity, because I will not get that in Mississippi.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? I'm sorry for our... If anyone from Mississippi is listening, I'm really trying to go in there positive and not let the negative stereotype that Mississippi has earned over the decades. Don't scare me, and, you know, because... I really want to, I'm really excited, and I want y'all to give me a chance, and I want to give Meridian, Mississippi an equal chance. I never been there, so I don't know. Everyone I've talked to has never been there, so they can't really give me their own experience about it, but I don't know anyone. It's just me.
What do you think about it is about your personality or your situation particularly that gives you the ability to just be such a nomadic person, to just be able to pick up and go
to anywhere,
2 weeks notice, and just move across the country? Like, what is it about you? How is that it been instilled in you? Because I don't think I could do that, man. I mean, they let you know 2 weeks ago that you were going to make this happen, and then you're supposed to just be ready to go and get rid of all your shit. Like, what if you had a ton of stuff to get rid of? It's insane.
I think I'm able to do that because I'm someone who's I'm not satisfied until I get to where I want to be. I don't have a lot of shit, man. I've lived in places where I can just sell off all my shit, and then I can just get new shit, or to wherever I'm going, or I go somewhere where it's fully furnished, and that's where I'm going. I'm someone who's never satisfied, man. So until I get to my goal, and my goal is to be a sports reporter for a large market, and I would love to come back to Seattle. I would love to, but my two dream markets are LA and New York.
Geez, why don't you shoot for the stars, man? Come on.
Well, I want to represent Seattle. I wouldn't mind representing Seattle. But, man, in this business, I will say, I would love to come back to the West Coast, but in this business, the routes are endless. The routes of where you're going to go is endless. I'm starting off in Meridian, Mississippi. I have to commend myself because a lot of people who have broadcasting careers and start off in Texas originally, like I did, they stay in Texas. They're not willing to go out of state. I consider myself a lot more open-minded and willing to challenge myself more than a lot of other people, a lot of my other counterparts and peers that grew up in Texas. I was always, you know, my dad tells me, he told me a lot growing up, Rashad, travel. Soak up some culture. That's how you become smarter. You read a lot, you travel a lot, you get exposed to different things. And I've carried that advice with me for a very long time. Not a lot of people can do what I do in my generation. And I was talking to my mom about this a couple years ago. I feel like that I'm the last of that dying breed of driven people that really want it and are willing to do anything. And people come up with, and I'm going to sound like a dick, but people come up with excuses of why they don't want to go after their dreams, you know, and I don't understand. I have my family here. I can't leave them. Even though I don't want to be where I'm at right now, I have my family here. I have a kid. I can't do that anymore. Just, yeah, I know it's harder for you, but fuck, just because you have a kid, or if you're married now, you know, that does not mean you can't do what you want to do with your life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. You may have to jump a couple more hurdles than someone that has more freedom than you, but that doesn't mean you can't do what you want to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No
question. And I hear from people all the time too. I hear this one from people all the time. I love it. I would love to do that, but I just don't have time. I just don't have time. And I tell them, like, it's crazy because they think, a lot of them, I feel like, think that somehow you're just going to get this block of like 4 hours each week that's just going to pop open and it's going to give you time to do that thing that you want. It's like, no, if it's important, you have to make time for it. Okay. You have to make time. No one's going to be like, hey, man, I know you got this stuff you've been trying to work on, so we're gonna take a little bit more of your workload here. We're going to take like 3 or 4 hours of your weekly workload. We're still going to pay you for it, but then that'll give you time to do, you know, the things that you want to do. It's like, no, that's never going to happen, okay? If something is important, then you need to make time for it, and that's what it comes down to. So you got to find out what's important to you. You got to hopefully try to chase something that means something, that you give a shit about, and that you can feel good about every night. And you just got to go after it. You know, you can't, those excuses will always be there. Everybody's got shit going on. Everybody's busy. Everybody is running low on time. Okay. If you're not busy constantly, then you're a lazy fuck and you're not working that much, or you're not doing anything. Because I mean, I know people who work full time and they still watch 20 hours of TV each week. Okay, so I mean, you're just get out there and keep working, and you keep working hard, and good shit will eventually happen. And I can tell, you know, I can tell that about you, man. I mean, I know you're taking a little pay cut. Again, just driving across the country, I mean, that's a big commitment for these people, especially for a job that at first is not going to pay that much, you know. And more or less, you're just trying to get that exposure, trying to get that airtime, and paying dues. And so that's a big move, man. So I can definitely respect that, and it's going to work out for you in the long run, man. You know, you just keep going for it and doing whatever you have to do, and eventually, man, you're going to be looking good. You're going to be where you want to be.
For those who say that my dream's impossible to reach at such a later age, I should be in at least a medium market right now. I should at least be in that. But
maybe you needed to learn a couple tough lessons.
No, just some of those. But I was going to say that the reason that didn't happen is I got fired from a TV station. I got fired from a radio station. Got laid off from one. Got fired from a football team for being their broadcaster. And I never gave up. I left the business for a bit because I decided to try a different route. Did I like retail management? To some extent, yeah, it was fun. Get to meet cool people. But at the end of the day, I always had the broadcasting bug. Been wanting to do it since I was 17. And I finally got it. I'm 28. For a 28-year-old finally getting their big break in TV, a little higher than the average age that starts off.
You can't think like that, man. You can't think like
I'm
that.
I'm not. Hey, well,
everybody's situation's different, you know.
Okay.
There's some people who are ready earlier, like LeBron James. He was ready when he was 18. And there's some people who aren't going to be ready till they're 21, 22, and played a couple of years in college, you know. Everybody's situation is different. You just, as long as you keep going for it and you keep working hard, that's all you can do. You know, maybe it'll work out, maybe it won't. But at least at the end of the day, maybe, in my opinion, I think swinging and missing is a lot better than striking out looking, okay? Than just watching that pitch go by and not even taking a swing at it. I mean, in my opinion. So, and again, I admire you, man. You know, you're just going for it. You pay some dues. Again, you'll be back around. You'll be doing a thing. I mean, you got big markets inside of New York and L.A. That's no joke. But I don't put it past you, though, man. I don't put it past you in 10, 12 years. Who knows?
Yeah, like I said, I would love to end back in Seattle or go to L.A. and New York. But in this line of work, your routes are endless and countless. Mm-hmm. You can fucking go anywhere. I would love to end back up after my 2 years in Meridian. I would love to go to a medium market Pacific Northwest station or a West Coast station like Boise or Spokane, just to get close to here as much as possible. But I'll take anything. I'll take anything after 2 years, like I took anything right now. So,
and more than just the job search too, people. So ladies, hand them up, all right?
Slim, it's been a pleasure.
It definitely has been, man.
It's been a pleasure being your co-host.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you got me off my ass. You know, I was sitting on my ass watching TV for a while, and luckily got in here, did something I want, and I'm gonna keep seeing what we can do with this.
Slim,
you know,
is gonna continue this show. He's the guy now.
Mm-hmm. And luckily we got our first bit now. You know, we got our first bit. Shoddy in the South. I mean, that's an actual legit bit, and that will get us started. You know, we'll have other segments, and I think that's more or less the kind of things that I think the viewership that we're looking for from around here would definitely appreciate. Some, you know, regular segments to keep them coming back. So we'll get those going, and you'll be doing your own shit too, man. You'll be having to edit, shoot, all that fucking shit.
Front of the camera. God, local celebrity status. Like, people are going to actually see what I look like. So my life will never, from starting from the time when I first come on air, my life will never, ever be the same again. Mm-hmm. So, I think that should be, like, the first thing I talk about on Shoddy on the South, what that local celebrity status, like, and people know who I am. People, I mean, I don't have to go in a grocery store and someone's going to say, "Hey, Rashad." I'm like, "What?" And I look at someone and I'm like, "Who are you?" "Oh yeah, I'm on TV now."
Just make sure that you don't freak out if somebody says you suck or tells you how bad you are at what you do.
Oh, well.
Because it'll definitely happen eventually. It will. At some point.
And I'm just...
You that guy on Channel 11? Oh, yeah, you suck, man. The Weekend guy? You suck, dude. That shit's awful, man. I fucking watched you the other day. It was terrible, bro. It was terrible. Yeah. I mean, that's cool that you're on TV and all, you know, but...
Yeah.
Still kind of sucked. I think I could probably do better.
Really? You want to go?
Just get used to it, man.
I know.
More money, more problems, like Biggie said.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about more money, but...
eventually, like you said, eventually.
Less money, less problems.
Hey, it's all right. You know, you broke for a couple of years, even into your early 30s. You're gonna appreciate it a lot more in your 40s when you do have that cash and you do have that.
Well, I've been through the rough times of having no money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you're battle hardened. You've been tested.
Yeah. So I cost of living is cheap. I really should be fine.
Yeah. There you go. See,
there's a reason why they're starting me out at that much.
Yeah. That's accentuating the positive there, and that's good. And you let 6 months pass. You keep banging away and doing good shit. And
there'll be a lot of overtime opportunities, too.
Yeah, you'll be talking some numbers, so. Fucking A, it has been nice, though, man. God damn it, like I said, I'm glad you got me off my ass and doing this thing that I've wanted to do. You know, I like doing, it's fun. Hopefully, the people enjoy listening to it. That's the most important part here, you know. I don't know, if you guys are still listening, then maybe you enjoyed it, but we shall see what happens from here, but we're going to keep it moving here on an earful in the Emerald City, because this is a great city and there's a lot of great people that live here, and we want to represent you guys well, and we want to, you know, bring the stuff that matters to you and see what you guys think.
And I'm going
to
represent Mississippi, Seattle. You'll always be in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the goal is to come back here, but right now I got to represent my original stumping grounds, and that's the South.
Dirty, dirty South over here.
Yes.
Well,
even though you'd be like, you grew up in the fucking South. Where's your accent?
You hit it well, man. That's good. You're smart like that.
Well, shit. I mean, my mom's from California and my dad's from New Jersey, so it's probably why I don't have one.
They finally met and made common ground and made your fucking ass.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, shit, man. I think we're getting a little long in the tooth here. As much as I love, it's been great, and I've loved enjoying this time with you. I think we should probably shut her off here. But like we said, though, this ain't going to be the end.
No,
you know?
No,
we're
going to
start doing
in
regular segments. Yes. We're going to, we'll maybe even play some clips of you, especially if you have some bloopers, if you have some good bloopers from work. We could definitely play those on the show, get a few laughs out of it, you know, it'll be good. So.
Yeah. No bloopers, please. 'Cause
That's how you get famous on the internet, all right? You know, you got to.
Oh yeah, the news bloopers. Yeah,
yeah, you got to release a few bloopers here and there. I mean, there's no such thing as a bad hit or a bad thumbs up. So, but hey, for an earful in the Emerald City, episode number 40. Thank you guys for joining us.
We're in the books.
We appreciate it. Number 40. 40 was my mom's favorite birthday, she said. So this is what gives me a lot of hope. I'm going to be turning 31 later this year. So I guess I got better birthdays to come still, though. So, you know, this is positive enforcement. But thank you guys for listening to the show here, though. Last episode with my man Shoddy here. I'm going to keep it going. I don't know. To be honest, you guys, I'm going to fucking wing it here. But I'm going to pull something together for next week. So we'll have something for you next week as well. But yeah, and we'll get this guy back on too. We'll keep him going here. So an earful in the Emerald City will live on as long as you guys keep listening, because you know the best thing we got, and we appreciate the time you spend with us. And yeah, you guys are awesome. So for Slim here, I'm gonna let Shoddy sign it off here. Last time, episode 40. Thank you guys for listening,
and we are out. Thank y'all again.